This I believe. Dr. Charity Taylor was once the medical officer at the women's prison at Holloway in London. Her interests and talents were not just confined to the physical well-being of the prisoners. She demonstrated an understanding of the overall problems of the prison and the administrative ability to deal with them. In 1945, at the age of 31, she became the governor of this prison, the first woman ever to hold that post. Her friends describe her as a real home woman, because in spite of her responsible job, she cooks, embroiders, and manages to spend lots of time with her three children and doctor husband. Now here is the creed that has guided Dr. Taylor in meeting her own problems and those of the prisoners who are in her care.
It is somewhat difficult to separate what you believe from what you merely think or feel. I suppose by what I believe, I mean something in which my faith is so great, I would always try to stand by it, no matter what the circumstances or occasion. I believe that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Nearly all the unsatisfactory people I deal with, unsatisfactory to themselves and others, know nothing about the past, are passionately interested in the future, and absolutely refuse to face up to the present. It seems to me more important that I should know exactly what is happening to me at this moment than that I should know what is happening on the other side of the world in politics or sociology. I do not mean that these things do not matter at all. Of course they do. But it is only by knowing what is happening to me now and evaluating it properly that I can live in the world in which I find myself. It is important that I should live today fully and to the best of my ability. So much human endeavor is wasted on speculating on and planning for the future. Indeed, some people seem to me to be always living ahead of themselves in what must be an unreal world. I believe that in the last analysis, you cannot do anything to another human being except love him. People can, of course, try. It would seem important to remember that if you want to change another person, then by the amount you want to change him, so by that amount you must dislike him. Certain things in human beings warrant our dislike, but never would I try to change some person, to, as we say, improve him, because I deluded myself I liked him as he was. I believe that is cowardly hypocrisy of the worst kind, and a running away from responsibility. Human beings have always tried to influence and change others, and will go on trying to do so. But I think it should be attempted, if at all, in the spirit in which George Russell changed the lupin. He didn't devote his life to the propagation of beautiful new lupins because he liked the flower, but because he disliked it as it was before he started. It is not the people who love humanity who want to change it. They want to change themselves. They want to love their neighbour, which may be difficult, but becomes much easier when they themselves are willing to be loved. I believe in honesty, not only because of its moral good, but because it's so much simpler. Life can be made chaotic for everybody if nobody knows quite where they are, because nobody is quite to be trusted. And in this connection, I think it helps enormously to always presume the honesty of others, in the absence of evidence to the contrary.
That was Dr. Charity Taylor, governor of the Holloway Women's Prison in London, England. Her sources of relaxation from her work consist of playing with her three children, reading, gardening, and just good conversation.